Is this on my...
The Sugya of... Sugya of Marv, Lo Shabbos. So, we're holding with some Risham Ches. We end off Risham Zayin Sev Gimel. About what we did before Shemun Asrei. How we switched the Nosuch of Ashkivenu. And how some people added them with Shemru. Here, from Risham Ches and onwards, is the idea from Shemun Asrei and onwards. So first, the Sifal brings down the idea of saying Vaychul in Shemun Asrei. And for... The Tam is more on Shabbos to Kofi Tassan Beis. Malav Kosev Kilu Nasir Shudup Mekosh Baruch Hu Masir Bereshis. Differ of a minute you'll say it. From me down, we have a minute say three times on Friday night. Say in Shemun Esrei, after Shemun Esrei, in Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you forget say in Shemun Esrei. Maisi Na Chayzer. It's from me down from the Chai Odom. Let's in the case of here that you did not say Mekosh Shabbos yet. Still middle of Shemun Esrei. Lachid, go back to say Vaychulu. Zipes of Sivov is a case where a person makes a mistake during davening. That means by Shemun Esrei, besides adding in Vaychulu, we switch the nusach around from Mei Chol to Mei Shabbos. And therefore, we come along and we say, based upon the Gemara Brachos and Da'akov Aleph, the Gemara there says, Rabbonim lo yishchu mishum kavod shemayim for Shabbos, that a person does not say the Shemun Brachos, Shemun Esrei Brachos, only we don't say the 19 Brachos. We switched the only thing, seven brachas of Shemun Esrei. Now, it's interesting words. The Rabbanu were not much shriach you as covered Shabbos. And I heard the oil me mafakvek, the Rabbanu not much shriach you, therefore we have a smaller and shorter Shemun Esrei. Yet it seems somehow in davening, the oil is being much shriach in 2 hour davening, 2.5 hour davening, and some of the Rabbanu are being much shriach you in the drushes they give over, or they say over. So what does it mean the Rabbanu were not much shriach you to go to say over Shemun Esrei as covered Shabbos? So first, Ramchal, he says over in Derech Hashem, the Yisrael Shavuot is that every day has a certain amount of Hashpah to be brought down to the world. Since the Yom is Mekudosh, the Mavorach Ma'atzmai, Devzam Shocha is enough to say the first three brachas and the last three brachas and the Kadosh Yom, that's enough to be putting Hashpah that's needed into the world. Therefore, since it's not needed anymore, therefore we stop saying the Bakoshas in between, we only say the Tusha in between. That's one way of answering it in the essential way. The second way, that Tanchuma and Pasha Vieira says, what is the reason why a person does not say the Bakoshas? He said, because soon Shabbos give over for Enig, for Kedusha, for Menucha, not Timim Star. Persons are saying the Bakoshas. For example, say, for Enu, Sadam, for Roy, for Chil Amri Sol, be Mistar. Therefore, this reason we do not say the Bakoshas. Now the simple reading of the Tanchuma is against Gemara Brachas. Gemara says, "As Rabbanu not matriach you." The same thing the Sugya Tzar. So the Sefer Amalek, when we shine him, the Kain Tan Avod of Ram, says no, it goes hand in hand. The Chumah not matriach you. Why did not be mistar you? They will cause the Sugya Tzar. You know, for Ein you'll come into be Moisef Dav V'Chelim, especially now with Shach B'Chumah, we care a lot. Or a case they get up and also start having daigas about it. Okay, you know, therefore we skip out saying the Makoshas, and the idea of the Tanchum goes hand in hand with the Gemara Brachas. Chum now Shiachum mitzad the Sugya Tzar. Davening, avadui davening, daven long davening, hear drushes, but not to mitzad a person mitzad the Sugya Makoshas. It shouldn't cry. It's a man of einig over here. Now, first, Bacolius, we're going to make mistakes during davening. The question is what to go do. Sometimes we stalk, you milosh ben esrei. So what do you think, Moshe, when I say you're not sure what you said, what to go say, how to misakin it? So the Mishavu and Simu Kovdala, the Bigdam, the Chayodom, the Loch is, first of all, go take out a safe and look it up. Now that says the Mishavu and the Chayodom, go walk over to your bookcase, not a walk, not a chalengedev hefzik, and go take out a safe and look it up. Now, you might not know where to go look it up. The question is, can you go ask a Rav of Milv Yoshe Ben Esrei? So the Chayodom says, Tzorchini, can you ask a Rav? But the Shmuel Paskins, you can't ask the Rav. Now the Rav better know. Now you ask the Rav what to go do, and the Rav takes out a safe and he looks it up. The Sefer Kitzel to Shabbos by Reposin is at the end of the Sefer, he has a mistakes or the Loch negate to Tfilah. The whole section negate to mistakes. Is that done over there, he gives you an Eitz HaTayva to have any a Sefer next to you that tells you all the mistakes during davening, what exactly had to misak and how to make mistakes, how to attack in it. Now, B'zman HaZeh, the newest form just on mistakes. For example, the Sefer. Oh, so Ashkel is the basics. Yeah, I'll tell you, Mashavuch, I'll tell you, Maratol, I'll tell you. more than the basics doesn't have. Now, today the Asur Nesfarim just on mistakes. For example, the Sefer called Shkias Mi'oven. It's 500 pages worth of mistakes, written by Rabbi Lerner, the one who wrote Shmir Segufa Nefesh. The Meister, as the Kizil of the Shabbat says, that a Rav should have that Sefer next to him. For some other reason, his Sefer Shmir Segufa Nefesh is very recoupable in Klai Yisrael, and Sefer Shkias Mi'oven, no one seems to know about. I think we should be punked by Kurt. Sefer Shkias Mi'oven is something everyone should have. You make mistakes, having a stack in it. You can ask a Rav, and they themselves are not sure what to go do. If you have that Sefer around, Shmir Segufa Nefesh is a wonderful Sefer over here. Well, Meister, and if you want, he has two volumes. Chelik Aleph is Yimechol, the Chelik Beis is about Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You like to look up? Yeah.
We have to continue down right by the
rock. Just
on tefillah. Mm-hmm. Just on davening. Yes, mistakes. Just on davening. Al Micha maybe he throws it also, but just on davening. Now another eitzah not to make mistakes. Is that, for example, Chaim Kreisler Zatzal, the Goyim of Antwerp, he used to go to his shirim. He used to mamish, he knows everything about Peh. He knew Yisham about Peh, about Chaim Kreisler, Sifri, Safro, Shulchan Aruch. He was not shy about quoting about Peh. Some people are very shy. He would show everyone that he knows about Peh. He had to come to davening. He always had a siddur. Bechsa Mosin always had a bencher. A Kaman always pointed to it, place to place. Kaman always pointing. Again, he called any Sifri Safra Baal Peh. But yet, by Vechsa Mosin, which I think everyone here tries to do Baal Peh sometimes, he had it in front of him and pointed, Ramesh, line by line. That usually saves you from making mistakes. Now, to get to Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, there are going to be four Shmoneh Esreis, we say on Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. There are differences between the four Shmoneh Esreis. That means at night we say after Kiddushto. By Shachris, you say Yismach Moshe. By Musaf, you say Kanto Shabbos, or yesterday we said Ata Yitzarto, because it was Chodesh, or Mincha you say Ata Echod. Now, also, there's Yisbuchu Malchuscha. You say Yisbuchu Malchuscha, depends on Ashkenaz or Sfarad. That means the people who daven Sfarad, they say Yisbuchu Malchuscha on Ma'ariv Shachris and Musaf and not Mincha. Masha Inkain, if that's if you're Sfarad, if you're Ashkenaz, then at night you don't say it. On Shachris, you say part of it. The first words, Yisbuchu Malchuscha, you don't say, Yisrafa Amakar Shei Shvi. By Musaf, you say the whole entire thing. And by Mincha, you don't say any of it. Now, why? Not sure. So you look up the Aruch HaShulchan, and he also says, V'loidati Tam L'zeh. There's no why. Somehow we say, don't say, we say part, say the whole entire thing. And then Nusach Ashkenaz, V'loidah. We might say, we seem to have these different Nuchtois over here. Now, again, what comes out, when you get to the Rochas, the first and the last is Ato. In between, when Moshe by Shachris is no Ato. It's Yisbuchu Malchuscha, or we say Yisbach Moshe, we don't say, I mean, the first and last, we say Ato. Now, but the idea, let's say a person does say Yisbuchu, that means I daven Ashkenaz. Well, let's say, I know my father on Sfar, but that's another sugya why that's so. But my I daven Ashkenaz, and let's say my son, he takes. I actually saw my son, he took a Sfarad Seder, he thinks it's the same Nusach, and he starts having Ma'ariv, the same thing, next to me, and he starts saying, Yisbuchu Malchuscha. Now, he does not know not to say it, because you say it on Shabbos. You say it by Musaf, by Shachris, you do not know not to say it by night. Now, I did not stop him, you let him say it, after the Ma'ariv, maybe it's different Nusach over here, the Chur, there's no Bayat to say it, right, there are people who go say it, don't stop him. Now, on Sifes, brings down the loch, when a person over here, when he starts saying Atah Choyni L'Adam Das, so it's very clear, the Paiskim from the Shonim, Bethany Mar Brochus Avchavalov says, once you start saying it, you mamshuch the bracha. The reason is, because Be'etham the bracha is Shaykh to Shabbos, except as covered Shabbos, Leit Shechur Abonon, there we don't not say, once you start saying it, Atah Choyni L'Adam Das, L'maisa you mamshuch. Says the Shulchan Aruch from Be'etham the Gemara, whether it's the first bracha, or the second bracha, or the third bracha, there is no difference. Once he kept going further and further, once he started, you mamshech it. However, what? It counts for me a brachas. Yes, it does. No, that big of a place can say, let's say you forget the Yal Yavar and Shachris, you have to damage Shemuel Esrei all over again, but it can also count for me a brachas. The Iker doesn't answer you. Now, negate the Musaf, how it comes with the Mechaber, and let's say a person starts saying the Nusach, Atachonin. Now, by Musaf, we never say Atachonin. The mice over there come over the mechaben is sosum over there to also to mimamshach, because like the sheet of the rush of the Torah. Atzad Hashem, he brings down the rush of the Yishoimim. Aloch is that the Rambam on the Ben Yonah smag mice said not to swish over the case of not to mimamshach over the case of Musav. The call of the mechaben is tav Yishoim, aloch is tam to continue. Mice come over the Mishmur, he says Musav is different because not shaykh to the parsha of saying Shmonasrei, the 18 brachos, the 19 brachos over here. The other says the Mishabura, Api the Mogavram, the Rabbi the Bach, that the halacha is a person, Shmitzah, Sabbos, Lahokum, to not be Mamshach in the case of Mosav. I mean, even though the Mechabah says be Mamshach at the Chinel and Das, for all four Shmonasreis, the Mishabura Pasch is not that way, negates the sugya of Mosav. Now, there's an interesting question that Elam likes discussing. Let's say a person got to Baruch Aleinu, and speak with Sechamo, and he said to be saying Talamot Levrochel, he said it incorrectly. So now, he finishes bracha and he remembers the Shabbos. So he goes back to after Kiddushto, he goes back to Yismach Moshe, so he had to fix up Baruch Aleinu. Why is he saying correctly? He's saying, Talamot Levrochel, it's a kilkul in the Shemana Esrei. So the numerous Jews over here, the Shai Shuvah on the page, brings down the Loch HaKtanis, that's Bichoyza Mesaki in the Baruch Aleinu. And therefore, there are those Mapasas, the Chidor, Berhitim, Atzal Sheni, the Chayodom, Baruch HaShulchan, they say, the Maise has no Shaiches, the idea of saying on Shabbos, it's a mistake over here, because, and therefore you have to go back and say it all over, command the lesson on me. And therefore you don't have to misakin it. The Maise, what you go do, I don't think everyone gets that far, I got one person told me got that far. But Derek Lal, no one gets that far to Baruch Aleinu, who thinks it's weekday davening. Usually he corrects himself before, and by Salach Lanu, when you start banging yourself, that's you correct yourself usually, that who's hitting me during on Shabbos. You need a Baruch Aleinu, right? You start scratching yourself. Right. But we usually, by Baruch Aleinu, don't get that far. The stake of doesn't happen to here. Now, they point out, let's say a person in Chanami, he says all 18 brachas, or the old brachas in between, the 13 brachas in between, and he gets to Ritzei after Tzedu, and then he realizes, Ritzei, and he gets to Moedim even, and he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be in Shabbos, I have to go back to say the Nusach of Shabbos. Or within a place, can say, you did not miss signing the bracha over here. Says the deceiver, says the Kishon Aruch, the reason why you're misciting the bracha, because the bracha is shaykh to say even on Shabbos, you only say it one time. Here, if you go back and you say anyway, you can say Moedim anyway, so here you stop right away. Again, it's not a shaykh, again, except for one person told me he did. Otherwise, come out on shaykh that way, the person gets to it say, the halacha is, if you do get to it say, you stop, you go back to Shabbos, and you do not misciting the bracha. Now, Sif Gimel is when a person, he starts saying the Lashon of Atov. Now, there are two cases he can start saying Atov. Either he thinks it's Yimei Chol, not really on Shabbos, or he knows it's Shabbos, except the person is a Margul, is Loshen, Machmas HaGreloi, he comes and starts saying Atov, because that's how you always say Shemana Esrei over here. Two different cases. The first in the case when he thinks it's Yimei Chol, the first is from bringing down the Shlo, Tetzu Shabbos, Ali Rabba, Perhitim, and others bringing down the Shlo, that person who thinks it's Yimei Chol, the mice is a Simen Ra. Therefore, you should be doing Kol Yimei Shvuah. You should do tshuva. You fast Ma'aseh over tshuva over here. Because it's Simen Ra. Now, it's not clear the Shlo at Dafka when the person thinks it's Yimei Chol. Ma'aseh the Yisrael Chayav Yashki says Dafka thinks it's Yimei Chol. That's different to get it of the Zolzal Shabbos. Thinks it's Yimei Chol. You have to go to the case of tshuva over here. Again, I don't think it's that common for a person to think it is Yimei Chol. Usually, you have a mistake in the Nusach, but you know it's Shabbos. In the case when he thinks it's Yimei Chol, person starts saying the word of Ato. What are you going to do? So again, we pointed out that they get to the first tefillah and the last tefillah on Shabbos, Ma'ariv and Milcha, we say Ato. Ma'ashenkin, on Shachar, you say Yismach Moshe. The way the Mechaba says, since it's Yimei Chol, does not make a difference whether it's their first tefillah or the second or the third. Loch is you have to misheim the bracha. Because at the end of the day, you thought it's Yimei Chol, you're supposed to say this bracha. However, come on the Mishnah Berurah, and he wants a fakfek. He wants a taina in a situation where Shachar is the wrong nosach. Echami, you start saying Ato, you miss time in the bracha. Masha'inkein, by night and by mincha, when Ato might say Shaykh, he points out, learn the sugi in Hilchos Bracha, similar to Shas. Over there, a person says, Baruch Ato Hashem, and he has kavon to say, Bracha of Agrofen. Agam is something that Shahakal. And then he realized, no, but it's Mashahakal. The locha is, since the words are correct, the kavon is not ma'akim, and you finish the bracha, Shahakal niya bedvar. That's what you go do. Building upon this, therefore, same thing over here. Since over here, the Maaseh, the word of Ato is Shaykh to Shabbos and night of Mincha, again, you had not Kavanah for that. The Kavanah is not Ma'akir, and therefore, you Mamshach with the Nusach of Shabbos, and you do not say the Nusach of Yimei Chol. So So it comes out, machlokes, what are you going to do when you think it's yimeichol? Again, the Mechaber says, we're all tefillos, yimamshach and yisayim at ha-chayilam das. Mashaykeh, Mishmur says, only by the day tefillah, mashaykeh, by night, by mincha. So we do discuss, let's say, and then you realize, I didn't say ata, didn't even say the whole entire word. So big time from Bachacha, the word ah, is just hevel from your mouth, does not really count, so you clear your throat over here, command the lesson. And therefore, according to whether you go like the Mechaber or all tefillos, or by the Mishmur, in the case of Shachris, the loch is about the Imam Shur, the case of Shachris over here. So again, this case is not a common, we do not think it's a Mechol. The more common case is when a person knows it's Shabbos, he's talking inside a Hergol, he's Mamshach. So when a person says, after Chaynein, so those words of Maisa are incorrect. Therefore, the Mechab is very clear. The loch is, you have to be Simon that Brochol. Now, the Bialocha does point out, the course of Kasha, based upon the Sugyan Shavuos, Nachav Aleph, over there, where the person Mamash makes a mistake, his words do not count over here. The Maisa, he ends on the Tarachin. However, the Mishmur passed the Lachla Maisa once they at the Chayim, you Mamshach, and you finish off that bracha. Agam, the Izar of Hashulchan, and the Mishmur wants to pass that way. The person says at the Chayim, Das, that itself is Mamash, which is a herbal mistake, and your person is the Maisa, not beside the bracha. It goes back to the case of Shabbos. As far as I see, the steamers are swarm, Maisa called the Mishmur, you finish off the bracha. That means you say at the Chayim, you finish off the bracha. But let's say a person always says Ato, over here, what to go do? So negate to Shachris, as the Mechaber, since it's Shaykh Avadi Mamshach, the case of Shabbos. Mashaykin, when a person, when a case is Mincha and Shachris, sorry, go around. Which Mayriv, and when Mincha, the Shaykh Ato, says the Mechaber, Avadi Mamshach, the case of Shabbos. Now that says the Mechaber, even the case of Shachris, since it's Shaykh, the Nusach to Shabbos, the word Ato, again, it's not Shaykh to this specific tefillah. He's saying Yismach Moishil, but after Shaykh to Shabbos, says Mechaber, still in this situation, a person is Mamshach in the case of Shabbos, it's not Masayim the Bracha. That means it comes up practically here to us. People do make mistakes. You say the word of Ato or Ato Chaynin. When we say Ato Chaynin, Birka, we finish the Bracha. Like again, the Achashubu says not the way. Masha'inkin, we say the Nusuk of Ato, Loch is Masayim the Nusuk of Shabbos over here. Now, let's say you say Ato Chaynin, and you're not saying the whole entire thing. So there is again the Bachacha, the Eshel Avram, brought down Mincha Shabbos, the Orchis Chaim, the Sprinkle, they come along with a time that over here we finish with Shabbos again. Agami says the mile to Mahara the Brocher with your mind, being mitzvah, the sheet of the Rambam that says you can say Brochus be here. Agami passed not that way in those Brochus. He says, but at the end of the day, that's saying after Chaining, two complete words, therefore a person should go back to the case of Shabbos and not say the Nusach of Yimechol. Now, let's say a person does happen, you say, Atachin Lamdas, and you like, go back to the case over here of Shabbos, which you're not supposed to. Run back to Shabbos. You run back to Yismach Moshe. You're not finished the Bracha. Now, you get to it and you realize, oh my, I'm supposed to go back to say the case over here of finish Atachinin. What do you go do that in that case? So, here speaks out the Chidor, what happened in the Shari Shuva, the Chashulchon. Maisi, you already went back, you were misakin it. Once you would say, you're Mamshach over here. Now, all this is a mistake negated to a person. Every once in a while, you hear a chazan make a mistake. So, what's the loch when the chazan makes a mistake? It's not saying at the chaynin. To come on the shalom eshev, and he wants a taina, he is a shliach tzibur. He is shliach for you. He was not a shliach to say at the chaynin. Not a shliach for that. He was a shliach to say Shabbos davening. That's only tirchid the tzibur. It's not saying at the chaynin lam das. It's not saying the tefillah over here. David wants a mechadish to say dafko by a yochid, not by the case of a tzibur. What happened? Chaim Noah, the Kav Chaim, Shlomo Zalman. Atzad Hasheni, the Isav Chaim. Chaim went to Taina, and then they steam to a place on the page over here. It's not the way. At the Chayin, he has to misheim the bracha. Shaykh the tefillah over here. The way the Kavitz Halachas brings it down, he says not again practically. Because the Kavitz Halachas goes like the Aruch Hashulchan. He understands. You say at the Chayin Olam Das, the first four words. You have to say more than that. The Halachas still go back to case of Shabbos. No chazan get past at the Chayin Olam Das. He says practically. At the Chayin, he might get to. Lord, maybe that's, but past that's not going to happen. So he said, Avada, person, Avada, he said, whether you go to Shalom Eishim or not, does not make a difference. Not going to happen over here. Avada, go back to the case of Shabbos. Sif Dalad is the case over here when a person, he said that tefillah of Yimechol and did not say at all the case of Shabbos. Says the Mechaber very clearly, he did not say the case of Shabbos, yet because he didn't say the tefillah of Shabbos. Let's say a person was Sopek, he happened. Gets home, or after tefillah, is like, what did I say? I don't have a siddur, balpeh. They say Yimechol, they say Shabbos. It's this topic. What he said? So Bishmuel brings down from the Chayodom, the locha is Yad Bichlizim L'spal. Why? You see this column numerous times. A person not sure if he said it say or not. A person not sure what Shmonesh he said. Said Yad V'yovoy. In this topic, what he said over here, the locha is you say that tefillah, usually go say. And usually what he say is Shmonesh, right? Yad Bichlizim L'spal. It's not a shiny. They come to argue with two different points. One is the Meiser, first of all, he's not sure, the whole Tarshma Esrei, said the B'chaim, no, Kavah Chaim, so the Bokhus Lohokul. What is interesting, Gemara and Brochus Daf Lamaches, I think Daf Lamaches, the Gemara brings down, with a Shosh and Nogach on Shabbos, the Lohokul is, he's a mood only for Shabbos or not Yimechol. The Gemara speaks out, one reason is, because the fact that he sees that clothing is different, the ambience is different, and the Matzav is over there different, so he's Rogel on Shabbos, do one thing, and Yimechol, he'll live in Tzur, he does something else. The person, especially when it comes to shul, and the whole surrounding is very different, the whole feel is different, the whole ambience is different, it could be the whole regilis, the shircha nokat, is davening like Shabbos. So maybe the nosuk on Shabbos is in your mouth really by the tefillah of Friday night, Shabbos morning, the davening chidus, maybe not that way. But this is for me and Maisa to argue the point, saying Maisa is literally getter of Shabbos, that's the Sovik, to argue the Mishnah Berurah. Shalom, what's wrong, what to go do? Void Maisiv the Archa Shulchan, the Taisu Shabbos. Let's say a person knew before he has to daven Shabbos. He knew. And then he does, and they forgot what he said. So Shalom get to also be close. He knew he was supposed to say Yalav Yavoi. And then right afterwards, I say Yalav Yavoi, didn't say Yalav Yavoi. And one time, also, Pashas, you celebrate in the case of Shabbos over here, you become the mitzvah. Again, I don't think it's very common. People would not know they said the Shabbos tefillah.
Who says that Torah about me not to keep the animals?
I don't remember. No one says bottle. This. That's nothing. It's because myself. That's Rashi Pshat. I don't remember Tosfos. That's Rashi's intention. Now, I do say sometimes people make a mistake when it comes to Shabbos Chol Moed. People are they know by most of you turn the back. So come Shabbos Chol Moed, say Yalav Yavai. So people turn the back and they say Sholosh Regola. So the question is, and it happened. I dive next to the person, next to me. I see he says Shalosh Regalim on Shabbos Chol Moed. So the question is, my say, did not say Yismach Moshe, but he said Atzmach Katanu, and he said the case of Shabbos. He said Shabbos. Is he Yitzah or not? So this is Makor Chaim, the Chabbos Yor, the Maisi says he Yitzah, we're talking about the Kav Chaim, not put down, he didn't see it, but he passed away also, the Ashman this way. I tell Hashemi, when the person asked me the Shaila, only knew a Moshe Shiva, and also the Chakir Leiv, a few hundred years earlier, before I said, the Maisi Yontif, not like the 18 brach of it is shaykh to say on Shabbos. Except the Chomel not mashiach to go say it. The Nuzuch of Yontif is mamash shaker. It's not shaykh to say on Chol Moed. No shaykh is the Chol Moed. Therefore, a Moshe comes and says, for this reason, you have to be chlizel l'spal. So I tell the person you have to be chlizel l'spal. Now the Moshe I see is machlik to l'spal. I'm not sure what to go tell the person. Moshe says, shaykh over here. What if, Moshe, he said Shabbos. The Mechabah says he said Nuzuch of Shabbos. So what's the point, what's the side of the Mechabah? I said Shabbos, I don't care what I said. Or I said Shabbos, to get the Yimechol, so the 18 brachos is Shaykh. Yontif not Shaykh. They have to Mesaki, Nosuch, and not. I see the Mechabah among the Sfarim. Could be Negev also, by second of Yontif, says the Meshavua, there is no difference. If you made a mistake at second of Yontif, you also Chalish in this battle, not saying the Nosuch. Question is, what happens second of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael? Sometimes people, they're diving around with people who are Yimechol, whether it's Chol Moed or it's afterwards, and they said the Ruch Shmon Esrei. So what's the look of that case? So I see the answer. Now it's on this question. As far as Mechal, different than the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is discussing a case in Chutz Lo'etz. The second the Yontif, everyone's supposed to say the Tefillah of Shmon Esrei. So he did not say Yontif. He did not say Nusch Yontif. He said the Mishnah Berurah. He did not say Yontif. So two cases. One is the Mechal. Right, did not say Yalav Yavoi. I'm not sure. No, but he says Yalav Shani. He does. I'm not sure the halacha. What does he mean by said Yontif Sheni? So he also says Yalav Yavoi. Okay. In the case, let's say not say Yalav Yavoi in that situation. Maisa, I've never told what's tied over here. You have to know. We know everyone's machba 2 days Yontif. Maisa is a Shulchan Aruch Rav. There's a Chamsi. Is it Kivegir, what I'm going to show you is not that simple, why exactly 2 days we tell Menikshu boy, maybe it's a simple slahokal, the Lachish should not be Chayzish Shmon Esrei. So Nevin Tal says, it's Orchian, not that simple over here. So what are you supposed to go do? Don't forget. Now, there's an interesting case. Let's say you go to a place, and there is no Siddur. It happened, I once went to a place, for Yontif with a few hundred people, and get to the shul with no siddurim there. No siddurim. I once was in a hospital, I get there, unfortunately, on the Shabbos, and Yontif, there's no siddurim there. Hospital. Hopefully not going to be there, but you might see you there. So what to go do when there's no siddurim over there? So, you can either plug it in at the same time if you want. So, the shulam shalom that's being done over here, that's essentially shulam zalman, that what you should do is daven shmoneh esrei, like yimei chol, and says the mechabel over here, once you say something negeir to Shabbos, maisei yoytzi shmoneh esrei, the other says shulam zalman, say yalav yavoi, I think most of us know yalav yavoi by heart, says negeir to yontif, throw in nusuf of whatever the yontif it is, negeir to Shabbos, he says, instead of saying, the oh, to me?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I need my computer for that one.
Like,
I need my computer for that, yeah. That's a different wire.
Oh, I'll see if this is my
charger. So I have...
Actually,
USB? USB.
How old one?
I don't know. That one doesn't work.
Tough one.
No.
The whole outlet's doesn't
work.
What's this thing plugged into?
Nothing. No. My computer actually has to do that.
Sure.
Should
I bring you a laptop?
I guess so, if you want.
It's working. It's working.
It's working?
That's what they're saying.
She's working.
No light, no light. So, again, so what a person should do is say Yalav Yavoi, and then he can say the list from Shabbos, Yom Shabbos is in the middle of Yalav Yavoi, if you have no sit over there. Shlomo Zalman says, you can say either 80 brachos you're allowed to, you just have to mention somewhere Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says, Yoytiv Yalav Yavoi, and say Yom Shabbos is there. You don't say what? It's a chiddush. I don't know. The last thing to get to mistakes is when a person says over the wrong shmoneh esrei, he says the shachris by mincha or mincha by mariv, the wrong nusach over here. So first, the look is, since you say in every shmoneh esrei, you say the kingdom kelev tenu, would say nuchasenu, or certain people would say no nuchasenu. Not sure why Sfar says no, and Ashkenaz says without no. Well, who needs to know more? The Sfar, the Ashkenaz. No, Nusach Sfar, Nusach Asa, not Sfaradim. I know what the Sfaradim say. They say no, or you know what they say.
They had
11
no's.
So, I don't think it's a hefty to say the word no, because Rachim no, or somebody, I don't know.
Who went through this?
No, by Rachim went through, but not by Kiddum Kiva Seinu. I don't know what he said. So, since we always say, since we always, yeah, turn it on, that works also, that would help.
Oh, there we go.
So, since, anyway, we say, Nov Nuchasenu, that's Chesu Shabbos, so any Shmoneh Esrei, they switch for the Maisi Yaitzo, except, speak to the Mechaba, what's the law for me to switch Musaf, one of the Tefillahs, or vice versa? So, the Mechaba brings down, Losh Nish Imim, you're not Yaitzo, therefore, the other Tefillahs you have to say over. Well, most of you say over. Now, the question is, said, Losh Yishoimim. Maravim El Rav, the guys, the question will speak out. Avad Yepi, say it all over. And Mishmur says, the Kul Amalei Moidim is there. Again, the Chidah wants to argue on this point over here. Mais Mishmur says, Avad Yepi, but in the case of Musaf, you have to say, over the other tefillahs, you have to go say over. Now, once you're saying it over, speaks out the Mishmur, the Mais say, you are Yitzim Musaf. I mean, you said it with Tefillah over here. The Chayadim, because I'm saying, for the Mais, you are Yitzim Musaf over here. Musaf Zayin onwards is negeta after Shmoneh Esrei. In the case of Vayichulu, and onwards. That means you have after Shmoneh Esrei, you have Vayichulu, we have Me'in Sheva, some people has Mizmul David, and then we have Aleinu, and then of course, go home. Or Kiddush over here, which will be the next of you. So first, negeta Vayichulu, the Moin Am Maisa says it together. The Gemara Vayichulu, we say it together. So first question is, let's say you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So, what to go do? Do you say it together with the tzibah over here? So, literally, there are three different cases you can be Mil Shmoneh Esrei. One is Mil Shmoneh Esrei, someone that's not shy to say Vayichulu. You did not say with him. But let's say you dive very slow, or you came a little bit late, and you're holding Vayichulu, and they're saying Vayichulu. You say it with them. This picks up this form of what you say together with the tzibur here. And therefore, the question, how to say it over together with the tzibur? You say it b'kol rom, or not? Now, the lashon b'kol rom does not mean you have to scream it. Means you say it out loud, not in that case of b'lachash. So come along the since Eliezer, brought down by the Isha Yisrael, because Shuvah, he says you say it b'kol rom, even though it's built your own shmanas, right? And since he's saying it together with the tzibur is supposed to say it out loud, after the sugya of Eidus, you also say the case of out loud over here. Tzadah Shaini, from Zalman, Chaim Kvyevsky says, the Maisi Yom Shemar Esrei, Dav Kodesh Baruch Hu, say a case of Balachash over here. Shaila, how exactly you'll say it? Maisa, the Paiskim do say, you say it together, the question you have to say after Shemar Esrei, not once you say it together with Tzibur. So I see the Vigna Mishon Zalman, in the Isha Yisrael, and Peskei Shuvah, it says, the Maisi, after Shemar Esrei, you should say it over, or I could say three times Vayichu. Tzadah Shaini, B'liyashim, V'locha, put down in the Tefillah Kilta says not to say it over. You do not need to say it over. Not so it's a machlokes. Could be every reason to not say it over. I'll say it three times, so it might as well say it over. A third case where it does a little more common happens, in the middle of the Kainan Tsar. She said by Chulu together with the Tzibur. So again, the Bingdan, Shom Zalman, Knei Baisim, Shai Dablitsky, Kharzalochas, Rivas Fag, you might see you say together with the Tzibur. Now the only Shalai I say among the Swarm, you say you the Rotsam first or not. The Bina from Chaim, Ishi Yisrael, or the Oscar Mizan, said Yul Ratzon, then say Vayichulu, and then Mimam Shuk, and of Yishmana earlier. But the Maisi do say it. That means it comes out, you don't Shema say, no Shema say, you do not say it. You don't Vayichulu, you say it together with them, and also the end of the Kain and Tzar, you say Yul Ratzon, and say over here Vayichulu together with them. Yeah. Now, how to go say it? They are first come over the Mechabit, Mizan, you say it B'kol Rom, and Mu'umad, when you stand together. Now, the place can say standing. Why? Well, because sugya of Eidus. Can you be leaning smicho? So it really depends. By Eidus, can you do a case of smicho over here? So I'm not sure the sugya of Eidus, but my sugya was farming down. Just like by Eidus, even smicho mice is enough. But also, mice even smicho is also enough. Now, the third thing is again, we say we call wrong, we say moment, we say a case of together. Now, come on, the Mishmur says, Rosh, we try to say together. It says, even a case of by Eido with 10 people. Therefore, the Chachilo, the Taz, Rotan, Pim Godin, and the Bealocha, the Chachilo with 10 people, how far the Chachilo 10 people, Mishabuah brings down to Machadish, you should try to quickly end off Yeshmona Esrei to say together with 10 people over here. Now, I did not see the Ulam even enacted to say together with 10 people, even after davening, a lot of people say, let's say together with 2 people. I see Medak with 10 people, but those were Mafakvik on the Bealocha, Pim Godin, Kadim Davin Shmona Esrei, there's a Chiv over here. The idea of saying 10 people is a Milo, no Milo not put on the Gemara. Why to quickly go to Yishmona Esrei, a case of Milo? My Mishmur says you should do it quicker. But sometimes you try to do it quicker and get to say it with the Tzibur, and sometimes you just finish with them and you can say it by Chulu, and they finished already. So the Paisim will speak out, the whole difference of the Sukh of Eidus says it comes Alochus, or Dov Baran. My said, and Eidus, the Gemara, Makis Nafov says, Tarech de Dibur Kedibur. That means when they said Eidus together in Bezen, did not say 2 people together. One person said it by himself, and the second person said it within Turkey Dibur of the first person. So here also, as long as you're Turkey Dibur of the Tzibur saying it, that's Nichol Negedim saying it together with the Tzibur. Now, the reason why we were saying it together, the Kalram, and standing, the way the Mishpur brings out from the Rambam of the Taz, beside the Sugah of Eidus, will be Edom and Akash Baruch Hu, that he was created the world. Mice gracious, he's at the call. It's on the sugya of Eidus. Kamal Chadnish, he wants to argue and said, we have to say Eidus or Kodesh Baruch Hu. But our Eidus means, what time is a different reason? It's on the sugya being, it's a heck over here, Kesum Nisa, refers to an idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Not say Eidus, that we have to testify in Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't, he does not need us to testify. So Vad is looking at the Bria, there's a creator over here. It's that idea of refers to that there's a creator over here. One afternoon they speak out is when a person, let's say, he either davens by himself, or let's say he davened with the tzibur, but they already said Vayichulu, and you're finishing Shmona Esrei later, and you want to say it after davening. Is there any Indian, or to tell a person together with you, say Vayichulu? Now, again, when you say Vayichulu, and want to say it inside the Sugi of Eidus, so some people, you hear them say it quietly. It's a little mysterious of Nei Bay. That the whole idea of a Kol Rom inside the Sugi of Eidus, and together, also lots of eidos. If you're saying it together, you have to hear the other person saying it. For otherwise, it's like defeats the purpose over here. Some people, like basically, even themselves together, the team is saying it quietly, plus the concern of the eidos. Now the question is, do you have to, after Shemoneh Esrei, get a person to say it with you, or daven by yourself? What to go do? Come on, the Tazen says, if you daven by yourself, Meister, you should not say it over. Only carry a Torah. You need two people. You need the Eidish Shleim over here. Atzadashay, the El Rabbah, says the Meister. The whole reason why I'm saying Vayichulu is because sometimes it comes out Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore, us like Chuluk, we're saying on Shabbos over here. So at the end of the day, the Meister is still saying Vayichulu, us still give like Chuluk over here. So Machlik is the Taz, versus El Rabbah, she said Vayichulu by the case of Yochid. El Rabbah brought down the Godim, the grass. Meister, there's a non Chazanish, at least in Sefer, Rachaim is similar to Ches. He says not only is a person allowed to say it by himself, he should not be mahadir and try to get a second person. Loi mitzinu, he says that you have to go in the place to try to get two people, does not need the Aedis over here. He says the idea that you cannot say it over is Devarim Torah, Taz is a fellow over here. Therefore, he says, Vakert, you should not go look for a second person to go say Vayichulu. The Sefer Maisa Ish in Chelik Dalet, the Issa Chaznish, L'maiso. You do not need to, it's also to go look for a second person. It says, as an eternit, torment. If you don't need to, you don't do it. Maisa is also. Don't do it also. Over there, there's an oris from Chaim Knievsky, Xaviat. He says, well, Maisa told me to do like the Sefer. Father, I don't let Maisa get somebody else to go do it. Maisa issued Chelik Zion, 3 volumes later, they bring down that there was a Kabbalah, that Chadish Maisa was closer to the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa, you can't send over to go to the Tzibur. And therefore, Chaim Knievsky says over the Chaznish, there is no issue saying over the second person. Therefore, Pukhazim Mayda Amidabar, Lodim tries to be didactic very hard to say together with the second person over here. Now, that, even the stipler, when he got older, is brought down in Baruch Zabenu. He davened Bechidus when he's Cholosh over here. He made sure to say it over with his one of his grandkids, to say it together with another person, to be didactic for the Mishmur Shito. That means if Chaim says, don't worry about it. The stipler, the maisa, what's aloha? The person should try to get a second person. However, let's say there is no one around. Says the Mishnah Torah, says also concur with Torah. I mean, if not, but you have no one else concur with Torah. The only challenge I have is, let's say you daven kills the Torah by a Reuben. After davening, they finish Aleinu, they finish saying even Tehillim now, and now after Achenu, you see about 40 people saying the Vayichulu. Do you have to turn to a person saying together with me? Maisa, you see 40 people saying it. You have more than 10 people. Maisa, you have a tzibur saying it over here. No, that's not a tzibur. It's every two people together saying it, and you're not being associated with them. And you're nice, you have to get the other person to go say it with you. How is that? Bishlam is a tzibur that you just finished from Esrei, you're saying Vayichulu. That's a tzibur saying it. But 40 people are saying it all at the same time, but not a tzibur shavoy. Then they're going to get a tzibur. So as Pukhazim made Amid Abar, Maisa, the Elam says to everyone to say it together with you, with another person. The Gamma can argue the point why that's so. Maisa, two people always say it together.
It's
Sorry?
Koshered.
Oh, it's not a question of the Koshered Eidus. That means, can I say it together with my son? I have a 2-year-old, I have a 27-year-old. Can I say it with my 2-year-old? He's a cotton. Can I say it with a 27-year-old? He's my son over here. Can I say it with my wife? Basically, one of the reasons why I say it over Vechulu in front by Kiddush is to get for your son of Swarm is what Moitza, Bonob, Nebesai, made to your wife. Maisa, they point out what I mean. How can I say Eidus in front of your wife and your kids? The apostle Eidus over here. So the Seder Kerem Zalach is, no way, you're saying it in front of them, not saying it together with them. As far as I see from the Svarim, there seem to be two things over here. The way that Chaim and Kerem Zalach is divided up, the two cases. The one is someone who is and can be an aid, but in this situation is a Karev. A person is not a Parsh of Eidus. It sounds like a Kotun or Noshim, but not a Parsh of Eidus. Echami, it sounds like they cannot say together by full. Mashiach, people on a Parsh of Eidus. Just over here, there's no din edus for raya. Can say edus by laila. So how is saying edus by chulu by laila anyway? Why? Because edus by mishaych this person over here. So my son finally saying by chulu by laila over here. So it sounds like the case over here that a karev apostle you can't. No. So it does not sound like any problem with a karev apostle. Only problem is by noshim mitanim. They're not a parsha. There's no mindless of making Yuli Shabbos. Moichik Shem Hashem is not a Milo. Now, after Echulu, the Simches, is the idea of Me'ein Sheva. The Me'ein Sheva has three chalokim to Me'ein Sheva. There's a bracha, a bracha to Hashem. There's a mokan avos. And then there's the lakinu kila v'senu, saying no, again no, or not no, it depends, it's far the Ashkenaz over here. And the end of bracha to Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos. Now, all three of them, the Meister Chazan says. The question is, what does the Yochid say? First, the Geta bracha, the Yochid does not say. He does, Shalom bracha v'akala. The Geta mokan avos, come on, Grandma, the one says, he can't say it. Don't say it. What about the Sivis, the Graz, Shachon Shleimo, Kishon Aruch, plus one being down, you do say it. Atzad Hasheni, Kidua, the Goyim, even the Chadnish, my son, my son, not to go say it. Now, Akam, the Chadnish is brought down, his own Sivis said, but he himself will not say it. We did not stop his Shulm saying it, but he won't say it over here. Now, you go to Chaim Blin, they don't say it, they follow the beginning of Goyim over there. There's always a few Yechidim who start saying, obviously, he's Shoshim down over here. But again, as far as I see, the one I'm does say it over here. Speaks of the Mishabura, but you have to realize, among others, through the Tzibur has the right to go say it, but the Maisis Me'in Sheva, Yemil V'Proch over here. And therefore, the Chazan says those who come along and say it quietly, and only end up B'Kolorim, lay off a Maisa, they're doing incorrectly, because Maisa, the whole point over here is to say the Me'in Sheva, basically, is doing Chazar Shashat over here, to be used to the people who are not Bafis. And just like everyone knows by Moedim, by now when it says Moedim out loud, you have to say Me'in Sheva Ma'aseh out loud. Therefore, the correct thing is that most Chazanim know they wait for the Tzibur to finish Mogen Ovis, then they start saying Mogen Ovis by themselves way out loud for the Tzibur to go hear it. Asad Hasheni, Chaim Noah, defends the Minig, while certain people say Balachish and only end up with Kalua. He wants Tantana Chalila to say Le'yafi Ma'aseh because the Mishnah Brew over here. He says, first of all, today, or we have any Bakis? Everyone might say Baki. Everyone might say Shemona Asher over here. So not really being Yitzel, coming to be might see anybody in Shemona Asher over here. Wait, what? The Tzibur come along to say Mogen Ovis and the Shlich Tzibur stops and waits? Forget, it's a concern that he stopping in the middle of Shemona Asher over here. How can you stop and wait? Then we said the correct thing is to say it quietly, slowly, and therefore the end of Bakalurum, and then be Mamshech with the Kain of Lukai of Israel. So again, the Tzibur now, again, when I grew up, everyone was in Moedim quietly. Now it's still a certain place I quietly. Now I think it's really Mokubal, we call the Mishnebura, that we say Moedim out loud. The Chazal. The Chazal. I think it's really Mokubal. Yeah, but again, it's very loud. You should say it loud, I don't want to hear it. You should say it loud. Even Kedusha say aloud. This morning at Dava place, I don't know what I was saying, the guy didn't say Kedusha aloud. Like, what did I do with that in such a case? Where's my Kedusha over there? Really bothered me when the Chad does not know say Kedusha aloud.
Right, so
Kedusha,
you did the same thing.
What?
You say aloud.
See, some of the reasons people say out loud, very loud. Why do people not say Moedim out loud? One of the reasons Moga is people like singing it and saying it, and it has very hard to go over the Tzibur, even a large Tzibur. It's very hard. It doesn't have practically that way. But Moedim, it was a Balachash. It's very easy practice to be very out loud. Now, after you say the Shlech Tzibur, when he says Mogen Ovis out loud, so then the Gid of Shlech Tzibur, she end up Yulu Rotson. Because by that we know by Shemana Esrei, Chaz ends up Yulu Rotson, so he also, this is Me'in Shalosh, she end up Yulu Rotson. So come on the Ishlavam, the Machacha, it says that Chaz should say Yulu Rotson. When the Shabbos speaks down the way, the Chaynov is down the way. Maisa Lekudim Arech, he says, "Ein Minig Kain." I'm not sure. It doesn't explain why the Minig is not the way. Because he made Amud Bas, Maisa Minig is not the way. You okay? You lost it. Even by Shemana Esrei, what does Chaynov say by every Shemana Esrei? The Shlech Tzibur. He says you lost it. By Shemana Esrei, even the Dosh Kozar says Shatz. He says you lost it. By whom says it? By whom says it? By whom says you lost it? As far as I see. Why does the Olim says it? The Olim who says it during the week, why don't they say it over here by Me'in Sheva? Why they speak out? Since Me'in Sheva, we start saying Baruch Atah Hashem. So by the Chasm, he says it, should he bow? That means we know Baruch Atah Hashem is for the Aschola of Shemana Esrei. By Shemana Esrei, so we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we bow over here. So the same thing, should we bow? So the Chasm bow, put his knee down, and bow, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. So Shlomo Zalman and Chishlom is brought down, that he first thought not to go say it, then the Makar Chaim, the Chavazir, a few years ago, came out about 40 years ago, the Ksav Yad, and said over there, you bow like Shemana Esrei. Therefore, came along from Shlomo Zalman and said, das, the Makar Chaim, and the person who should bow. It brought down the way by Dan Fisher, Amnash Shekloin, Yezel, of Yashir, or Shaimer, because the person should bow. Look around the Chazanim who do, Shaftimas who do know, I mean, not only who knows, but those who know the Lofas, the mice, you see the mice, they do bow. The mice, they do over there. Now that the Yashir, when he died for the Amid, himself would bow for a night, but he said, Baruch Atah Hashem. I come, the Levush and Mordechai says not to, Olsin, and Bi'omer, and the Ashutlan says it's us to bow. Like anything was not brought down by Chazal to bow by, might times against the Kalach Chazal. So he says it's also. So as far as I see, the Amoinam who knows seems to bow. The one who does not know seems to go to Shai Dabliski and might think it's also to go bow up here. He says, oh, it did it. It said, Yish Lumplas Biyadu. Make him a hug. Now, after a person says Baruch Atah Hashem, the end of Kodesh Mayim, or it's the Baruch Lechazin, she say Amen over there. So by now, if you know the sugya, it's very clear, it's one long bracha. It's Ben Sheva, and therefore you should go and say, not Amen. I can't always, if you read him, always say it over there. Amen. Always try to stop it. Then we say Amen. And then we'll talk about Arfas Chaim, and the Swarm afterwards, the Maestin not say a case of Amen. They do discuss among them, always, when a person by Assessor Mechuvah, the person over there says, a Kela Kodesh, instead of a Malka Kodesh, what are you going to do? So Mishmo Topko Pei Beis, has a Machlokes over there, different Swarm say different things over there, and when it comes to that sugya, the Gekal, we should look up the sugya, it's Machlokes, what are you going to do? Sif Yud is when a person over there, he finished one essay, however, it's down in a place that's not a Machlokes Kfiyas, either in the base Oval or base Chasanim. Says the Mechab, in this case, it's not Machlokes Kfiyas, there's no time or no reason to go say the case of Me'in Sheva, no Bayah, Mitzal Sugya, Nezikim. Building upon that, says the Meshwar Koshkein, with the case of Machlokes Arai, a person should not say Me'in Sheva over there. The question is, how do you define a Machlokes of Arai? What does it mean practically to get to us? First, the get to us in Yerushalayim, there really comes out this Sugya over here and the get to Sugya of Tachna. The get to Tachna is also brought down, you do not have, Eldami Machlokes Arai, there's no secretary of the Loch, you should not do the field of Sapayim, you should not put your head down upon your arms. It comes out, it's forming down, the minig Yishalayim seem to be not the way, sign the gate to the Sugya main Sheva, sign the gate to the Sugya on the field of Sapayim. The Ben Ish Chayim already brings down, it's the Spashim for the Ben Roshash, by the Kabbalah here, that minig Yishalayim is the Maisa, sign up to the Ovis, sign main Sheva, sign the idea in the field of Sapayim. The Loch is, the minig is the Maisa, we do like a Mokhul Kfiyas over here. The way how Michil Michal Degenshinsky brings down, it's one that the Kunis Yishalayim. And they were brought down by every Sefer, or the Tzians, the Yezel, the Yashav, Yabi Omer, Shai Veliski, the all big down, the Minigam Maisa Yishalayim is the Maisa we do say Me'in Sheva. Now the question is, what's Yishalayim? Is Yishalayim Davke Iratika? Or is it even outside of Yeshiva Smir, by Tvigan, Hanof? What finds over here the case of Yishalayim? So Shlomo Zalman was brought down, Davke the Kedusha of Iratika, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, Davki Eretika has like a idea of a basic Knesset, therefore, only over there we say Me'in Sheva. If you're ever being down that way, Maisa, as far as I see, that does not seem to go this way. The being down from the Yashiv, discussing signing the gate to Sugya Tachna, signing the Sugya to having music in Yerushalayim, meaning not having music in Yerushalayim instead of the Yashiv means a whole entire Yerushalayim. Even I know, even by Fagan. Signing the gate to our Sugya Me'in Sheva, the Yes of the Yashiv, it says all three cases over here are the same Sugya. What's the Tachum of Yerushalayim Eretika spread out? To Beit Vegan and Harnof, all three are the same sugar, cannot hear music. We do in the field of Sapayim with Alice Vitaro and Aidan Makam Arai. In the case of also, the person says Me'in Sheva. You go to Yeshiva Shlita, when he davened some of them in his house by Arai, there is no Sevitaro in his house, as far as I know. It's the case of Arai for sure, the Kuli Alma. So over here, you can argue maybe you have a Sevitaro. Say it's the case of over Kvias, maybe. Maisi, the Yeshiva's house, of course, Arai, Maisi, by the field of Sapayim, you see the Yeshiva Shlita, the Maisi does the field of Sapayim. The Maisa seems to be in Yerushalayim, even outside this year, the Eretik Kalviyar. Now the words of the Mishabura, when he says over, but let's say a person dab bekfiyas, and he has to say v'toyo, then the lochid he says me'in sheva. Now, it's not clear if you need both or not. It sounds like Mishabura maybe you need both. People go to the start back, the Maisa, the people go to the Savior, countries known the Godim, says the ik is a son of kfiyas. So v'toyo makes the case of kfiyas, and therefore the Bechabayas, when Moshe is a tshuva about it, Moshe says, even the idea of being toiled upon a Sefer, he says, not sure where it's coming from, what the Makor for that is, what the reason for it is. When it being down the Makor of Rom, Mishmur himself being down the Advaz says, even a Makom that's Arai, not to make a Makor against him. Gam Mishmur is Mamshech, says, if I'm going to be a fact, make a Makor maybe, so what's the Hotel? So Mishmur, this idea we have, the Iki said is the idea is Kriyas, and not the said of the Sefer Torah. Then once he said it's Kriyas, not Sefer Torah, they speak out in numerous times, especially in the summer, certain places. They have a mokum kfiyas, they daven in the summer only Friday nights. Or the mountains, only Friday nights, and camel, only Friday nights, certain place over there. Kamalists from, they say, there's nichel gelek kfiyas. You're going to daven the next 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 50 weeks, nichel gelek kfiyas. We're only going to make early Shabbos chashashal. The Eastern night, whenever Shabbos is late over here, so it comes out, that's nichel gelek kfiyas. Therefore, you should say in Shev over here. Vayi speaks out, the Rebbe Sefarim, and they ask, let's say the first Shabbos wasn't kfiyas yet. So Rebbe Sefarim is the Debatzin this question, Chaim Knievsky, this is even the first Shabbos. Once it could be the kfiyas that way, a person says Me'in Sheva.
But these
windows
outside, they
didn't
curl. They weren't planning on staying there, and they were trying.
They were, that was kfiyas.
They had to be there.
Every shul in Chutz is the same thing. They're Tumul Sheikh, and they don't want to be there. No one in Chutz La'aretz wants to be there. They plan to not be there. At least in the heart, they plan not to be there. So the Chutz of Beis Knesses, or even the basement, the Chassidus cook says, goes back and forth about it. I saw the Mishnah Chayin has a little strickle about it. One said, yeah, no, I'm not sure. It's a good question. They also discuss, let's say there's a Tila Dava discusses, let's say you dive inside on the street, that the wave of the Tzibur is diving in the street over here. So, about the Nichol Gedev Arai. But what time when the Tzibur is diving in the street? So, this is the whole Tzibur is diving in the street. That's Nichol, the Tzibur has a Mokmach Shibus over here. Of being a mokma kriyas, and therefore you say main sheva. Who is in the gear? Says Dain Weiss and Shuvo, when the Madas tells a person, we're making a macho, and everyone has a chiyah to go daven on Bar Ilan, and it has been that way. I walked with the Blessed Feet one time to Bar Ilan, Friday night, to the head of macho of Bar Ilan, and the whole tshiba daven over there, so then the Maisi, you say main sheva. And I walked next to him, and he walked with his bodyguards, and pushing through everyone, he's basically his son, and my said they that seven in Sheva, because that's where the Tzibur was. She was supposed to be the whole Bar Ilan was full of hundreds of thousands of people, and they died in the seven in Sheva. The last thing we have to Sifri Beis is the idea about speaking. Now it says in Mechaber, a person cannot speak Sain by Chulu, it's not Sain in Sheva. The way how they brought down the Torah to Mishibura, there's a medrash over here from Chosid Echad, and they saw in a dream, there's face Moroikis. Why? Because he spoke by Chulu, he spoke by Bokal Ovis and by Beis Gadol. Therefore, a person should not speak during these times. That means you see, the first of all, the Kurt Falachas points out, the Ilah speak after Shemoyin is before Vayichulu. That you allowed to. But once they start Vayichulu, or Mokan Ovis, Mai says, it seems the Ilah is very lax about it. And the Ilah should not be, you're not to talk over there. And therefore, it's a discipline. Everyone knows, where's Kriya Shema, 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 Nesha, and Mai says, not speak. Mai says, it's unfortunate, Lachan Shogar, he cannot speak by Mein Sheva, Vayichulu, otherwise you have this Indian of Sakhan over here. By Bez Hashem, next time we'll be starting the Sukkot of Kiddush, and we'll go to the end of this month, next couple of weeks, next 5 weeks. That's Lava Rabbah.